Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Is it Ray Lopez that's going to join us? And is he on the phone and ready to roll, the 15th Ward Alderman and candidate for mayor, I'll add? Alderman, thanks for joining us on WGN. I got three things I want to talk to you about. You ready?
Let's do it, John. Good afternoon.
By the way, if you're going to be mayor, why? What's the number one reason people should vote for you over the 52 other people running?
Well, I think the main thing that separates me from the 13 people announced this week and the 25 from last week is that not only do I love our city, that I genuinely love the Chicago that I've been born and raised in, but I have a vision to actually save it, starting with refocusing ourselves on protecting its residents, on making public safety a number one priority, because that is the nexus for everything that goes on. You can't get development, you can't create jobs if people are not safe. And I know we can do it. I know that that is what is our challenge, and we will meet that challenge head on and move forward.
I think it's also the perception of safety. I think our reputation is worse than the reality, but there's an unfortunate reality there too. I mean, do you agree with that, that it's not as bad as some people think it is?
No, I think it is as bad as it is. I think the narrative is that it's not as bad and that, you know, we're actually better off. But, you know, it's hard to say that when you, a day after you had three teenagers shot on the third day of school, when you have people being stabbed and killed in River North, and when you can't even water your lawn without dodging bullets, it is that bad. And we have to stop making excuses for it. We have to start addressing the issues, addressing our families and addressing our neighborhoods, and get to the root of it from a place of truth. Well, we can't keep coming up with narratives trying to sugarcoat things. We have to address things head on.
So what are you talking about there? I mean, I think a lot of the attention then turns to the police or the courts, maybe the county attorney. Where do you begin to change things? What can you do?
Well, I think first and foremost, we have to get our own house in order. I know everyone likes talking about Kim Fox and Tim Evans and all of the other partners in criminal justice, but we have to get our own house in order. And we start with our own police department. We start with what we're doing for recruitment. We start with what we're doing to positively impact morale.
How do you get more people on the police force? What do you do about that?
You need to first create a culture where officers are respected and appreciated for the jobs they do. You don't need a mayor who continuously pounds against the law enforcement officers while questioning why we see the crime and violence in our neighborhoods. You need to address their mental health and give them time to decompress if you want them to be able to constitutionally police our neighborhoods correctly in a way that is respectful of neighborhoods. And you need to take seriously the consent decree, which we're under, and get past it. You know, we've seen where cities like L.A. were under consent decrees following major incidents. L.A., for example, with Rodney King.
Our city has ignored that federal consent decree.
Correct. Yes, we have. You know, and the mayor's asking for an extension. As opposed to getting this done in 5 years, she's now asking for 8, possibly even taking up to 10 years to get through this. Our officers don't know how to properly respond. Our politicians keep waffling when it comes to what they want police officers to do. One day they want them to be heroes, the next day they're the villains in our situations. We need to get through it so that officers can do their jobs again in a way that they don't have to feel like they're always going to be under threat of lawsuit or termination in this ever-evolving climate.
I'm going to give you some other things to talk about. Should we care about the monuments issue? What's your take on all of that?
The monuments are important. They are part of our cultural heritage and history in the city of Chicago. And we've seen again where this administration has punted after months of pushing back and trying to ignore the issue. We need to address this once and for all and move forward. I believe that there is a way to be respectful to all parties. I don't think Chicago needs to start down this path of cancel culture simply because they're offended by history.
Fair enough.
We need to educate people about history. all our history, because no one's history is squeaky clean.
Should the alderman get a raise? 9%, $142,000?
Now is not the time for myself or my colleagues to be getting a $12,000 raise, almost 10% raise this year because of inflation, when so many of our constituents, so many of our residents have not seen raises of that size or proportion, except in their expenses. Their gas prices, their utilities, their food have all gone up about that much. Their paychecks have not. And it's a slap in the face to them who are working and struggling to provide for their families on a daily basis for the 50 of us to accept this raise at this time. We need to address that within the municipal code so these sneak up raises don't happen again. And we need to make sure that we use this opportunity, as I propose, to make aldermen full-time once and for all, ban outside income, and cap the amount of their raises in the future.
Well, I like the sound of that. Should we do the Pat Quinn, should we do a poison pill for Soldier Field so that if they try and sell the naming rights, then they don't get any tax increment financing? That idea has been floating out there with some of the other candidates, too. What do you think of that?
Well, I 100% support that idea because I'm the one that introduced it into city council. So, yes, I think that if the Park District tries to make a move on Soldier Field and sell the naming rights and disrespects the living monument that is made to our veterans, then the city of Chicago should commit to never again giving them another TIF dollar for any of their.
But that would ensure that they wouldn't that ensure that they leave Chicago. Then how hard should we fight to keep the Bears at Soldier Field?
I don't believe anything we're going to do at this point is going to keep the Bears at Soldier Field. I mean, we have to be seriously honest with ourselves that they've already looking at a property that's going to be more dynamic and more profitable to them than we could ever make in Soldier Field. We need to figure out what our next plans are for Soldier Field moving forward and see how it can remain a part of not only our history and our commitment to veterans, but also to our economy and to being the anchor that it is along the lakefront.
Ray Lopez is the 15th Ward Alderman running for mayor, and he's got a few things to say. Let's spend more time another day. Ray, thanks for joining us.